Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Do you have like after fuck shame, or does that not exist in your body? You have to.
Not shame, but it's just like, I was horny.
Right.
You're just like, well, I usually feel that when it's like somebody was like an ex or somebody, I was like, I told myself I was going to stop talking to her.
Right.
And then you're like, I invited her over last night, didn't I?
Yeah, that's always like my number one thing that I will not do or try. You just drop Skittles.
I just dropped
the
Skittle. I'm sorry.
Dude.
Number one shame is.
Right. No, the number one thing that I cannot stand doing and try to be really cognizant of not doing it is like playing with emotions in any capacity, like any capacity, like that whole like texting your ex and like an ex that like, you know, still has feelings for you and like you're horny, you text her and then, right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but alcohol is like, bitch, that's going to change tonight.
Dude, what is it? What does alcohol? I don't get it. It alcohol, like lowers inhibition, but also like, what the fuck, dude?
Because you got like a chamber of emotions that you locked away and you put in a back file cabinet. Like, you know what? That chapter of my life is done. Then alcohol's running through that cabinet like, hey, y'all remember these memories? Yo, time to text your girl Melissa. And I'm like, I should text my girl Melissa.
Yeah, you think it's fine. You forget all the reasons why you... Dude, you ever like been hooking up with a girl for a while and then you like, there's a certain sexual experience. You're like, all right, I'm like sort of turned off. I don't really want to do that anymore. So you close that chapter of life. And then you don't have sex with them for like a few weeks, 3 weeks, and you forget why you don't want to have sex with them anymore. And then you text them and you have sex with them that time. And you're like, oh, this is why.
No, that sounds
really.
That was like one of those things where you try to relate to an audience. That was very specific, though. It sounded like, well, what was the thing that threw you off? Smell?
No, not smell. Just like, I mean, you know.
You know.
You smell like provolone cheese.
Yeah, you know, smell like oysters mixed with a little bit of Provo. What
dude,
was it?
I tried to, sexual chemistry was like, dude, there was this one girl that I would, this sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm really not. There was one girl that I literally would put it in, not fuck, like that was her thing. I'd literally put it in. She wouldn't.
Bro, what in the Mormon mission? Docking?
Swear to God.
That's what it's called.
I know. Well, no, docking's when it's two penises, bro.
No.
Yeah. Yes, bro.
Docking, the Mormon.
Docking is when you have one uncircumcised dick and one circumcised dick. Well, and you fuck.
Mormons out here docking.
Gabe, can you please look that up?
Bro, I just talked to a Mormon the other day.
You know, you don't talk to Mormons.
No, Ryan, my camera guy, he's from Utah and all of his friends are like
just
heavy
because
Mormon.
He's from Utah doesn't mean he's a Mormon.
Bro, but I mean, you'd be knowing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's called docking because it's like docking a boat. You just.
Gabe, what is it, please?
Yeah, it's the process of inserting the head of a circumcised penis into the foreskin of an uncircumcised penis.
Fuck you, bro.
I think there's two, though.
Maybe.
I think there's like the world docking and then there's like the Utah docking. Because they ain't got boats in Utah. They don't even know what the fuck a boat is.
Dude, it's the Great Lakes?
Salt Lake City?
Fuck, that's what I meant to say. The Great Lakes is fucking Michigan. I'm so goddamn stupid. but no, so I mean, essentially docking, yeah. If that's what you do. This is what she fucking wanted. Like I would fuck her for a while and then like the only way that she could come literally is if I just put it in and left it there, right? And then if I left it there,
just marinating rotisserie chicken.
Dog, I swear to God, she wouldn't move. And then once she like started to like getting close to come, she would start like vibrating. Like I'm not shitting you, bro. Like a fucking phone, dog. Like vibrating, and then she would come. And then she'd be like, and then like, and get off and be done. And it was so not attractive. It was so, like, she was a hot person, but the way that she liked getting fucked was so not hot that I, you know, I just wasn't into it. And after a couple of times, I was like, oh, I'm not into this.
But what do you do when you're just posted up in the spot? You're just charging your dick like it's a Tesla. What do you,
yeah.
What do you, where are your eyes looking? What are you doing? You fucking doing your taxes?
I mean, dude, I'm literally like,
do your arms not get tired?
I'm literally just laying on her, bro. Like I would prop myself up for a second and then just sort of like lay on her. And that like that I found that helped too. She liked the pressure. I think it's just like the pressure of it being in there. I don't know, man. But like, but it's one of those things where she's an attractive person, right? So you're like, oh, I'm into it, whatever, whatever. Like I'll get mine, she'll get hers, and she'll get hers in the way that she wants it. That's fine. But then when you do it, you go, oh, I'm not, like, I'm just not into this. It's just not something I'm into. It's like kind of weird, and I just don't connect with this. And then she's like, all right, I'm done. I tap out, I'm done. I'm not gonna text her again. But then in 2 weeks, you get drunk, and then you're like, man, she's super hot, though. And you text her, and you forget why you don't want to fuck her anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Does that not
I totally got that. Oh, the whole docking your dick in there, that's what threw me off. I just the valet park the dick, then come back an hour later, it threw me off. But
yeah, I mean.
No, I totally get that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yo, ladies, write in. If there's like women that listen to this Patreon, they're like, that's like that, they're into that or whatever.
What, the
just
loaded
like
up?
Just like the put in and just no movement and like that's what gets them off. I don't know. It was, and she had to like tell me, because that's something, that's not a move you learn in porn. There's not like a porn where you go, yeah, just lie there.
If I had never watched porn in my entire life or never went to a sex ed class, that's probably what I think sex was. If you want to hear the rest of that insane episode, you got to head on over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/stiffsocks.
Yo, it's exclusive content that only you Patreons can get. So go over to patreon.com/stiffsocks. It's only $5. Go check it out.